Catherine and I, once again, really, really delighted to join you all this evening. Tonight we celebrate another year of exceptional filmmaking, and I'm thrilled that all those involved have been recognised. I'm particularly proud to stand here tonight, having served as BAFTA's president for the last 10 years. However, I must admit, I don't know whether I should be proud or slightly alarmed about the number of winners over the last decade who have betrayed members of my own family. Both here in the UK and in many other countries across the world, we are lucky to have incredible filmmakers, actors, producers, directors, and technicians, men and women from all backgrounds and ethnicities, enriching our lives through film. Yet in 2020, and not for the first time in the last few years, we find ourselves talking again about the need to do more to ensure diversity in the sector and in the awards process. That simply cannot be right in this day and age. I know that both Pippa, chair of BAFTA, and Amanda, BAFTA CEO, share that frustration and continue to work tirelessly to ensure that creative talent is discovered and supported. BAFTA take this issue seriously, and following this year's nominations, have launched a full and thorough review of the entire awards process to build on their existing work and ensure that opportunities are available to everyone.